Last night, you dreamed an apocalypse. Now, in the daylight, details blur, fading into B-movie horror. But a lingering unsettledness remains. A quotidian panic. You checked the news first thing, an attempt at casting off that clinging dreamscape. No apocalypse awaited you there. Just 1,000 other destructions, rendered less spectacular by their smallness. They're here, too, those destructions. Come to rest on the banks of a lake that could be a sea, were it not for a lack of salt. These tiny destructions that would be all but imperceptible if you didn't already have cataclysm on the mind. Let's walk a little down this empty beach under the power lines. Two lake birds lie on the sand, desiccated. Waves swept or sky fallen, one rests, wings splayed, a mimicry of flight. The other has no head. Its neck a strange, amorphous yawning, a path to somewhere, a door left open. No other birds are flying. Keep walking, and watch your step. Have you seen them? In amongst the pebbles, green glass worn smooth, rolling with the rocks that crunch underfoot, sand turned to glass, broken into fragments, sharp edges stolen by repetitive erosion, sand to sand again. Maybe you've heard them called mermaid tears. As if there are creatures who exist just to cry tears of our fragmented consumption, themselves consuming lost and broken things, transforming and recreating, rendering inanimate cast-offs beautiful and desirable and strange. A transformation no human hands could achieve. Stop at the base of the hydro tower and look up. Up through the wirework skeleton to that place far above you where the power lines sing. Can you hear them? An unseen contamination, it permeates everything. You, me, the bodies of the birds already dead, the tissues of their living counterparts, the glass amongst the rocks. So many tiny destructions. Above you on the highway, the cars speed past.